A potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Santa's favorite sports station? That's easy. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
All right, hour number two, Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush and Sam Jones with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. Live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. More on Dabo Swinney's press conference today in just a moment, as he talked for just under an hour about recruiting, et cetera, et cetera. This hour, though, is brought to you by our friends at Wendy's. Oh, my word. Sam Jones, some great offerings at Wendy's right now. There was a Wendy's in the airport, in the Nassau, Bahamas airport. And, I mean, just glad to see it. Glad to see it after wandering in the wilderness for days and days and days. I mean, you know, with great fine dining establishments, but no Wendy's. The reliability of a Wendy's is terrific. The Anderson, Pickens, and Oconee County Wendy's locations have great deals for you. They've got that JBC value the meal, two junior bacon cheeseburgers, medium fry, medium drink for just $8. The Wendy's tendies, also terrific. And right now on the site or on the app, small classic Frosties for 67 cents. They also, if you order delivery, which I wish I'd known this before I brought my lunch today, no delivery, $0 delivery fee right now. A lot of great ways to save and reward yourself.
I've heard a lot of good things about Wendy's. The Wendy's tendies.
Oh, man.
I've heard really a lot good. Of good reports.
Signature sauce? Very good. Not a big sauce guy.
Dunkability?
Oh, yeah. Really good. Like Duke last night. Did you watch Florida Duke last? Every play for Duke was a lob. For like 10 minutes in the second half, they're just lobbing it. It was Lob City.
Worked.
I thought Andy Enfield was coaching them for a little bit last night.
What's Andy Enfield up to right now?
More on that in a second. Great. Yeah, well, SMU is pretty good. Pretty good.
Good little coach.
Who they got tonight? Let me see here.
Well, he got Boopy, man.
Do they play tonight? I don't know if they do. They're at Vandy tonight, 9:15. SMU at Vandy. Couple
that's a
unbeaten
good game.
Teams.
Yeah,
that's a really good game. We'll talk more about that later on. Anything else stand out to you today? I mean, the quarterback thing is a big deal. Anything else stand out to you, though?
I just don't think we're going to get anything worth really being overly critical of from a roster point of view from a press conference in December. And that's kind of just how it's been all year. He's not going to tell everybody what they want to hear directly. That's what people are going to want to hear, and that's what people are going to talk about afterwards. But no coach in the country is going to come out and be as blunt as I think a lot of us want to be. So we can speculate. We can do all this. You're never going to get that answer directly. We got a month to figure out what in the world everything's going to look like. It's that simple. I'm much more excited to see what the postseason presser with all the changes that are coming will end up looking like.
It was interesting that he said Tate Reynolds. I think most people assumed he would go the Kyle Parker route and the Will Taylor route where they come in and they're playing baseball before football. But Dabo says he's coming to compete for the quarterback job. I think that's very interesting. And in fact, that might be a benefit of not going to the portal. Listen, I'm not here to tell you. I don't think if Clemson wants to win a national championship next year, I do not believe that Clemson has a national championship quarterback on its roster, okay? And by the way, I've got some numbers here. That might seem crazy to people. Do you know there are a considerable amount of programs that over the last 3 years have both won 10 or more games and missed a bowl? Both in the last 3 years. There are like a dozen power conference programs, like 20% of the Power Four ish, 17, 16%, something like that, of the Power Four that have both missed a bowl and won 10 games. So going from 7 wins to a 12-0, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm saying it's not preposterous. Florida State basically did it in reverse. It's not preposterous. So I think Clemson does need to use that rubric. Can win an ACC title with this guy next year. Can win a national title with this guy next year. I don't think you have an ACC championship quarterback on your roster, unless your roster gets significantly better around that quarterback. But if you do want to see what Tate Reynolds has, you throw him in a wide-open competition in the spring. And it's hard to sell an open competition, truly, truly, truly. It is hard to sell an open competition when you bring in a portal guy. So if they decide to go this route, it would be a benefit. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying it is beneficial to Clemson or better for Clemson to not go to the portal for a quarterback. I think Clemson must raise its floor at the quarterback position by adding a veteran portal guy right now. But if they elect not to, it would be for that reason. Also for the accounting reason that people have brought up. Sam, you brought it up as well. You brought up that that maybe he's not gonna tip his hand right now at the quarterback position. Yeah, text from the 843 says he was blunt. Why can't you accept reality? Because Dabo Swinney. Let me ask you this. To the same guy, okay? Do you think that Dabo Swinney is going to bring back all of his assistants next year? Do you think he's making staff changes? Because I don't think he's bringing back all of his assistants. I think there will be multiple staff changes. And furthermore, I think it is in Dabo Swinney's best interest not to just flatly say that in a press conference where they're trying to still coach their team, trying to sign the class. Why would you pre-fire somebody? Why would you pre-portal Christopher Fizina? If Fizina wants to go start somewhere, but the guy's old. He's a third-year college player. He might want to go start somewhere where he doesn't have to compete for a job. Chris Denson might not like the direction of the offense. One of your freshmen might want to leave in February. Like, I don't know. A lot of stuff can happen. He was blunt right now. And then he said this. Who knows? This is Larry Williams quoted this. Who knows? Guys may change their decision. We may have somebody leave. I have no idea. Who knows? Dabo didn't say we're not going to the portal for a quarterback. He said we're full right now. We like our room right now. Let me tell you something. When Dabo goes to the portal for a linebacker, mark the tape. When Dabo goes to the portal for a linebacker, he will go back to yesterday and say, well, we had one leave. We know, look at the linebackers. Look at who they have. They need another linebacker. Needed. Desperately needed another linebacker that could contribute. With Wade Woodhaz leaving, you've got Sammy Brown, you've got Jeremiah Alexander, you've got Kobe McLeod, you had D. Creighton. Is that a good two deep? I would say it's a fine two deep. But if you're trying to win an ACC championship, you're going to need another linebacker. They play more three linebacker sets than maybe they plan to this year. You're going to need more linebackers. If you're trying to bring in multiple safeties in the portal, which, by the way, math-wise, they had 3 freshmen committed. They signed 1. They're not going to sign the other 2. 3 minus 1 is 2. So whatever they were going to have to do at safety, you better just add some numbers to it. But Dabo's not saying that in the press conference. Do we think Dabo's not bringing in a safety? He didn't say that in the press conference today, so we may as well just say he's not bringing in any safeties. It would be foolish to suggest that just because Dabo said they're full today doesn't mean they won't be full tomorrow. He will point to D. Creighton at linebacker and say, the numbers worked out that we lost a guy, so we had to go get a guy. It was after signing day, and so we had to go to the portal. He's going to say that. He is going to account for all of these spots. He is not going to say, we brought in a safety, so we had to cut somebody. He's never going to say that. But we know that Clemson needed a linebacker. Before D. Creighton hit the portal, didn't we think that Clemson needed help at linebacker? If Clemson doesn't lose a single safety, we know Clemson needs help at safety. But when the time comes, Dabo's going to say, well, we had a couple guys leave the portal, so we had to bring a couple guys in. And by the way, we had a couple decommits, a freshman that we were trying to sign, and so we had to go get some of these other guys. He is going to precipitate because this guy left. We brought in a guy. Because this guy left, we brought in a guy. Because we didn't sign the number that we thought we were going to sign, we brought in a guy. He's always going to say that because that is his messaging throughout his program. That we don't cut players. That's what he says all the time. Clemson doesn't cut players. Clemson doesn't run guys off. Clemson doesn't trim the fat, quote unquote. As much as me or you or anybody else might want some guys to be told, there's the door. Hey, plenty of FCS schools looking for some safeties. I mean, think about, we've talked about this. What, does Clemson have 10 safeties on scholarship right now? How many safeties were playing in games this year? Like four? I mean, God, some of those guys are like third-year players. I mean, could not be more clear. Do you need to get hit in the head with a 2x4? Could not be more clear. You need to be out the door. But Dabo's never going to say that to anybody. He's not going to make somebody do that. But he is going to do what needs to be done after the math works. Your thoughts, Sam?
Again, I think it's as simple as we don't know who's going to be the staff. We don't know who is going to be on the team next year. And we know Dabo Swinney's not going to come out and say, I think my backup quarterback sucks if he thinks he sucks. Or I think my backup safety sucks if he sucks. He's going to go out and he's going to show you that he thinks that by going and getting somebody else down the line. The room might be full right now. Emphasis yet again on right now. He may like his room right now. He can like his room and still want to make it better. There's always room for improvement. If this is the transformative offseason that we have to believe it is, which it needs to be, I'm sure he feels that heat. I'm sure the staff feels the heat. I'm sure some of the staff that are likely going to get head coaching jobs elsewhere are going to have a say in probably trying to take a player with them or go get a different player from somewhere else, and then they're going to have to replace that staff member. They're going to have to replace any staff members they move on from. Until we have the staff, they're not going to go, you know, balls to the walls trying to recruit guys until he figures out a staff. We're just so far away from knowing any of that.
That's another thing with quarterback, too. I mean, and the quarterback, there's no way of knowing what kind of quarterback until you know what system you're running. And look, they could bring Garrett Riley back. I'm on record as saying I really didn't have many issues with the game that Garrett Riley called in Columbia. I've had issues with the games that Garrett Riley's called this year. I think there have been enough issues to think for the people out here and based on Dabo's public comments. Again, this is not me being nosy or trying to like source report stuff. This is based on public commentary that Dabo Swinney has not enjoyed the way his offensive coordinator has called football games this year. He's been frustrated by things. About once every three or four games, you hear him very directly say that. So does that mean he gives him enough? Because he has cleaned some of that up, and maybe some of the personnel issues have worked themselves out, you know, maybe. But it feels like the offense needs a clearer direction. Whether that comes with Garrett Riley and some other changes, whether it comes with a different philosophy and a different system, I don't know. But until you know what direction you're going offensively, it's hard to sell that to a quarterback.
It's hard to sell a quarterback when you don't know what scheme you're going to be playing in. Yeah, well, you might be playing the air raid, but you might be running spread. Oh, but you might be doing this. Yeah, we might run the wing T next year. I mean, like, I'm being facetious, but at the same time, there's a lot more uncertainty there if what a lot of our listeners want, which is a change at the offensive coordinator spot, to be blunt, a lot of people want that. You have to find the guy that is going to sell those quarterbacks whenever you make that decision. So there's no way of knowing right now.
Like, I, just as an example, and I'm just throwing this out there because I've seen his name out there, and it feels like a guy that would be a candidate. If you made a change at offensive coordinator and you went and got Cade Bell, do you not think you're trying to package deal Mason Heinschel with that guy? Is Dabo going to say, you're full? You can't bring in that guy? Because that guy's got more years to play than Christopher Vezina and is a better football player right now. Like, Dabo likes his room because he can win with that room. And I just told you, he can win with that room. That's a winning quarterback. Listen to me. That is not a losing quarterback room. You just need some other rooms to be better. If you think that's a winning quarterback room, then it means that you need the other rooms to be better. That is not a winning quarterback room by itself, is my point. That is not a winning quarterback room by himself. Deshaun Watson is a winning quarterback room basically by himself. I mean, did he have the benefit of great position groups around him, great defense, great running backs, all that? Yes. Great wide receivers, yes. Did Trevor Lawrence have great rooms around him? Yes, but that is a winning quarterback room.
Good luck finding that right now. There's not one of those in the country right now. That doesn't exist. That one-man quarterback, what's the closest thing to that one-man quarterback room in the country right now? Is it, I guess, Mendoza? Is it Dante Moore? I mean, who is it? Like,
There's not one. There's not one.
So,
yeah, it's a unicorn. You're talking about a unicorn right now. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones. We got a couple on hold. 654-ROAR is the number. We'll get to you. This hour brought to you by our friends at Empire Homes. EmpireHomesUpstate.com is the website. And you can see all of the great stuff there. I'm talking about Sunrise by Empire Homes. Sunrise by Empire Homes absolutely gets the job done. Minutes from downtown Clemson. Minutes from historic downtown Pendleton. Minutes from I-85. Just seconds from Pendleton High School. I'm going to drive past Sunrise by Empire Homes today, heading out to the airport with women's basketball. This is a great company. Builder, decades in the industry, family-owned. These are custom-design homes between 800 and 3,400 square feet, starting in the 300s. Three, four beds, one or two stories. You can, again, you can customize your way with a 3,900-square-foot design studio. For more on how you can chat with a representative or schedule a tour, go to the website, EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues right after this.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah. Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance, and say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping.
Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s. You splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. The new center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and four eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement. 256 gigabytes. $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have.
All right, we continue on here on the program. Talking a lot of Dabo Swinney's press conference. Obviously, people have thoughts on the quarterback situation. Dabo Swinney essentially saying they've got four quarterbacks that want to compete, and he intimated that unless there's some attrition in the room that they perhaps are not going to hit the portal for a quarterback. Texter said this and was asking, and say, I know you responded to this guy. Text from the 202 says, with info you have today, would you prefer Denson or Vezina? With the performance OL issues, I think Denson has to be the leader. I think your best chance to win games next year is with Christopher Vezina. I think if you're trying to plot a long-term future forward for your quarterback position, then you start Denson and take the good with the bad. If it's down to those two, I'm thinking big picture and not little picture.
If it has to be those two is the framing.
If I think that Denson is a long-term answer for me, if I don't think he's going to play next year and then portal.
And why would you mess around?
Right.
We just don't know if he can throw a football, to put it bluntly. We know he can run. We just don't know what the throwing looks like. That's a pretty key component.
That's pretty big in most systems. Let's go to Steve in Greenville, who's up with us next.
In many systems.
Oh, my gosh. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys, always enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, Quark, one thing that I can tell for sure is you do get involved in your discussions and explanations, and I love it when your voice starts to go up an octave, when you start getting really excited about something. But I'm going to tell you that I know you're married now. And so just remember, this on the radio, this is all good. But if you get into a discussion at home, and if your wife says something like, what, or says something like, repeat that, or whatever, that's okay. You can still be excited and still respond to her. But I'm going to give you a phrase that if she ever says it, and that phrase is, what did you just say?
Yes.
Do not respond. Run. Do not raise your voice. That is a warning. So do it on the show. Keep going, everything. But if she says it like that at home, for your own safety, just turn around and be butt and elbows. That's all she needs to see.
Honestly, great, great advice. Thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate the phone call. That's great advice. Great advice for a happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. Texter from the 864 says, money-wise, it benefits Clemson more to chase after better position players instead of spending money on one quarterback. I think a lot of people are actually doing that now. The problem is, and this is a problem. I mean, I do think that there are other operations that are more willing to invest in talent acquisition of college players.
This is like the, do you build the roster before the quarterback in the NFL conversation, or do you get the quarterback and then figure the rest out after that? Ohio State had the roster figured out last year. They add Will Howard to it. That's the final piece, but you have to have the ridiculous roster around you to even do that.
Like, to me, Dabo's approach, and nobody's asked me this over there, but if somebody asked me what I thought, this is what I would say. Dabo's approach is the exact same approach that Kirby Smart takes, that Ryan Day takes, that elite programs take. The problem is that those programs have a better short-term, like recent-term track record of talent evaluation, acquisition, and development, where they do get to play the math game. Like, if you're at, listen, do this for me, okay? By the way, Texter actually brought up the video game, so this is the Texter's fault here. Texter said that Vezina won the Heisman in, like, next year in college football, 26. Vezina on the game. Vezina, year two, better player than Klubnik, year one. I'll just tell you that. That was also true in last year's game, that Vezina ended up being a better player than Klubnik in my dynasty.
I tell you,
as well.
Go and get a portal quarterback in the game every time. Kenny Minchie plays for them every 2 years.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Kenny Minchie and Deuce Knight find their way home every year.
So here's my this is my statement there, okay? This is my statement on that. All right. We don't know what Christopher Vezina's developmental arc should be, okay? We don't. We don't know what the developmental arc should be. But, and I'll get back to the original question in a second. We don't know what it can be. I'll say that. We don't know what it can be or what it will be. What I will tell you is that if you don't think that Christopher Vezina can win you a championship in a couple years, it would be better. You would be better off to put the money in a younger option. You cannot go into a season with a question mark really at any position group these days. Like, if you want to be a championship team, sometimes you can get away with it, but you're getting away with it. I played blackjack some. Never been in a casino really before. I spent like 40 minutes in one in French Lick, Indiana one time. Never really been in a casino before. I literally lived in a hotel for 5 days with a casino downstairs. All right, so I learned some things about table games. If you play by the book, you might win, you might lose. If you don't play by the book, sometimes you get away with stuff. If you're playing blackjack, okay? Now, you shouldn't just play by the book all the time. Sometimes you got to get a little loosey-goosey. It's more fun that way. But my point is, sometimes I got away with a couple things. And in fact, somebody asked me, like, why'd you do that? I was like, I was just feeling it. Sometimes you get away with some stuff. You can get away with some question marks. But in my opinion, I've said this many times about all sports. If I'm a college coach right now, and I'm going into my season, I'm telling all of my backups, you have from now until the end of this season to convince me that you can start next year. If I've got a starter that's leaving, you have from now until the end of the season to convince me that you can start. And if I do not know by the end of this season that you can start for me, based on your practice habits, based on what you do in the classroom, based on what you do on the field, all that stuff. If I do not know that you can start for me, then I have to go somewhere else, because I cannot go into a season hoping that you will develop between the end of a season and the beginning. Because guess what? There are so many other programs who are not taking chances like that. And you might lose some guys. You might lose some guys. And that is okay if you are willing to say to the guy coming in, we do not have anyone in our program that we know can start. Now, we're not giving you a starting job. You are going to compete with our guy, unless he leaves. You are going to compete with our guy. But we think you're the best guy in our room. We think you're the best guy at that position. That's a position that you have to take, in my opinion. All sports. You cannot just hope for development anymore because nobody else is hoping for development. They're all going to the portal to get developed guys. If you do that, then you end up losing development because your guys develop and then they leave after a couple years and you're not replenishing with developed guys. And so your development is going to benefit other people, and you are not getting any developed people from the rest of the world.
And the teams that are hoping for development are the ones that know that if they don't get that development, they can fix that very, very, very quickly and shift back into a completely different direction. Sure, Ohio State was hoping for development under Julian Sayin last year at quarterback, but they knew if that didn't work out, there had to be a backup plan that was going to cost money, probably, and they would have to switch very quickly this offseason and go handle that problem. So you got to function a different way. A couple texters pointed out, you mentioned talent evaluation working better for certain programs. That might be the bigger overarching question here, and it is the bigger overarching question. Why is that happening? Why has talent evaluation here seemingly dropped, comparatively speaking, to these other big schools? That's a whole different can of worms, and that goes into all of this. But yeah, the way you build the roster now, you don't have as much leeway for these guys to sit for 2-3 years and hope on that because they don't want to sit for 2-3 years in a lot of places. And they're not going to develop the same way they did 7 or 8 years ago.
So, like, I'm going back to the video game. So, like, there are position groups when you take a job at the video game. If it's not a great job, that like, they're going to tell you you need to recruit 4 guys. Like, quarterback. Right now, SMU. I'm exiting year 2 of our dynasty, and I got to recruit 4 quarterbacks. Now, I got 2 choices. I can either get 4 freshman quarterbacks. Or I get 2 freshman quarterbacks and try to get 2 portal quarterbacks just to make the math work. That's what happens when you take over programs that aren't established. What Dabo is doing is he's basically doing a thing that established coaches should do, is you have a pipeline that is fairly rigid, that where you believe in your talent evaluation and acquisition on the front end, you believe in your developmental process, and so where there are gaps, you plug them. The problem is that process has broken down at places. Where, like, Clemson at times this year did not hand a ball to a single scholarship running back, like recruited scholarship running back. That, to me, is a breakdown of process. Somebody asked me about that. Adam Randall, I think C.J. Spiller gets a lot of credit for Adam Randall and the development there. But there's no way to frame that except for a breakdown of process.
I was going to say, and they almost got lucky in a sense that Randall actually turned out to be as good as he was. Because what if he didn't? What if he wasn't? I think, realistically, Adam Randall was probably 95th percentile of his outcomes this year.
That's right.
What if he was 70th percentile? Davidson wasn't ready to play. Davidson's probably still not ready to play. Oh, my goodness. What would that room would have looked like?
Well, and my concern there, it's more about, like, they still didn't sign one. And maybe they hated all the running backs that they could have gotten their hands on. Maybe there weren't anything. But, like, that's a position where you have to portal. Because, like, probably guys are going to leave because they weren't playing. Like, safety's the same thing.
Guys get hurt at that spot easy, too.
Yeah, you're right.
You just want more bodies.
Safety, guys are not playing. That's a breakdown of the process. Year 2, year 3, year 4, you're not playing. That's a breakdown of process. We have not gotten you ready to play. Whether it's us or whether it's you, it's a breakdown somewhere in the process of talent evaluation, acquisition, and development. Somewhere a breakdown. So when guys are not working, then you have to portal above that line or above that margin of, hey, we've just got a guy left, so we're going to have to bring a guy in. Like, Kirby kind of did that with his receiver room. Like, your receivers kind of stink, Kirby. So what do? You kind of have to veer off. Like, in other position groups, Kirby's very much like plugging in, right? Plugging in. But that receiver group, yeah, they still recruited receivers, but they had to plug a couple spots there. And the receivers are better this year because they plugged a couple spots. Miami's recruiting well at receiver. They also plugged a couple spots. They got transfers in there. If the process is not seamless, you're going to have to somehow recruit above your number to make up for some of the flaws in your process. So you got to get the process nailed down, whatever that is. Let's go to Brian and Easley, who's up with us next. What's up, Brian?
Hey, buddies. First of all, I want to let you know that I agree with pretty much everything both of you guys said about the Clemson quarterback room. I'm a lifelong Tiger. I mean, for a long, long time. I would like to mention something that I really hadn't heard anybody else say, and it is an extremely small fact in the game in the Valley we saw him play a few weeks ago. I am agreement with you, though. Going into Baton Rouge, first game or second game winds up being. I know there's talk about trying to move it to the second game or moving another
opponent ahead of that game, just, you know, for obvious reasons. But we don't need a quarterback with training wheels going into Baton Rouge. I'm sorry, we just don't need that. But I will say this about Chris Denson that I didn't see from anybody else this year in the extremely small sample size. What I saw him do is he led the receiver with his throws. He did do that. I didn't see that too much from anybody else. I know it's an extremely small sample size, but I did see that. I did notice that. Did y'all happen to see that as well or no?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. And, Brian, I appreciate the phone call. We're up against a break. Thank you. I agree with that. Again, the one thing that I would mention there, and people have brought it up, like with Vezina, they're like, hey, he only got really one game. He only got really, but that the one game that you get, it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate sample size, okay? But let me just say one thing, and then Ren, we apologize, we got to go to break here. He went 29 of 42 for 317 yards and three touchdowns against SMU. That was a really good performance.
Played three good quarters in that game.
Really good performance from Vezina.
Bad secondary, but that's what you wanted to see.
And you know what? Run game wasn't great. Like, he had some stuff break down around. They scored 24 points.
Had him in position, they could have won the game with a better defensive performance.
Correct.
Could have played four good quarters, could have come out and been better on offense immediately, but it was better than I think a lot of us thought.
But if I don't have better defense, considerably better defense, if I don't have a better run game, then I have to have better quarterback play than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the result told me. That level of quarterback play, while statistically was very good, and I don't think that Christopher Vezina like cost them. I mean, could he have made more plays out there? Yeah, he missed some throws, took a couple bad sacks, like should have seen some protection and got the ball out. There were some things that he did that I didn't like. But you could have won with that level of quarterback play. You just couldn't have won it with that roster and the way they played around him. And so if I don't know that I'm getting better play around him, then I have to have better quarterback play. That's just an easy sort of calculus. That's an easy rubric there with Vezina. Now, it's unfair because that is a really good, that's really good quarterback play, what we showed you, but it wasn't good enough to win. And in my opinion, unless you get the roster significantly better, you have to have a better version of that if you want to win some of those games next year.
That game might have been won if the defense played the way it did the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. That was an entirely different defensive unit for the last 4 games of the season. Would they have won that game against SMU with the way they played against South Carolina
yes.
on Saturday? Yeah, with Vezina in there. But you couldn't bet on that this year. You couldn't bet on that in that spot. And even with that, the defense probably still isn't good enough to be a national championship quality like you come to expect it to be here going into next year. So for Vezina to function at that level as an elite, truly, like a, he just kind of guides the ship. The roster has to be everything else around him and has to be picture perfect, I think, for him to have that ceiling as a team that you want. I just don't think that they're going to be able to do that in 1 year in the portal.
So it's unfair, but it is what it is. We'll talk about that with Ren coming up next. First, I got to tell you real quick about Tiger Sports Shop. Do your Clemson shopping, Christmas shopping with Clemson stuff at Tiger Sports Shop. Your Clemson shopping. What are we doing? This is a great spot. I do so much Christmas shopping with Tiger Sports Shop. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123, tigersports.com. Delivery deals, all kinds of like value that you can find everywhere. The Nike stuff, the Cutter and Buck, the Comfort Colors, like they've got all the great brands in there, the Champion. But more importantly, it's just the stuff with the paw on it that you love and your family loves that can get you through Christmas. Go now. Downtown 123, always up at tigersports.com. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues next.
You know, everyone says that they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle weight loss. But right now with PhD Weight Loss, they're making it easier than ever to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you going. They're adding 2 free weeks to the program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. Those 2 free weeks, that means you won't roll into the new year feeling behind. You'll hit the month of January already losing, already feeling better, and already in control. Thanks to PhD's Metabolic Reset System, it teaches your body to burn the fat first. Without drugs, starvation diets, or endless workouts, just a smart, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, the consultation fee is completely waived, as well as the cost of the food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year. Give PhD Weight Loss a call today and start 2026 ahead. At 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Football season's in full swing, folks, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. And Feast Week is back, which means it's an even better time to get in on the action, because from November 26th through November 30th, you can check the app daily for special promos. I love playing Underdog. It's a great place to play for as little as a dollar. You just go higher or lower on stats for your favorite player, like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. College football and the NFL, I'm all over it. If you get your picks right, you play a little better than I do, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Right now, here's what you need to know. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/websites/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Imagine owning a new luxury townhome just minutes from Death Valley. Hunter Quinn Homes offers the perfect game day retreat for Tiger fans at The Landing at Clemson Marina. Across from Clemson Marina and only minutes from campus, these maintenance-free high-end homes are made for game day living. Room for friends and family, and no yard work. Whether it's a weekend escape or your permanent home, The Landing at Clemson Marina lets you stay close to the team you love. Find Hunter Quinn Homes online to learn more and tour today.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the Upstate and let our elves, oh, I mean friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hour two continues out of bounds. William Quaggenbush, Sam Jones with you live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Before we get to Ren, texture from the 864 says, Reynolds looks like a beast of a man. Maybe he could be our guy this coming season. Look, maybe so. I think it is good to promote competition. I don't think it is good to just hand starting spots to guys you've never seen before. I don't think in your building, in your system, I don't think that's particularly good. I'm not saying that's what everybody else does. But maybe that is. But to me, having that as a plan, like as a part of the plan, you can't take that risk. Because guess who's taking that risk? Nobody. Nobody's taking that risk. Everybody has a sure thing. Everybody has a bird in the hand in their roster. If they don't, they're probably losing. Or they are playing way fast and loose with their situation. That's my opinion. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next, and we'll take a couple more calls and texts in this segment. What's up, Ren?
What's going on, Paul?
We're good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, man. Hey, I heard you a few minutes ago talking about the quarterbacks and stuff like that. Honestly, I don't think we've seen enough sample size from either Danson or Vecina to know who could potentially be the starting quarterback for next year. And like you said, like Dabo's not going to say, hey, we're going to go get a quarterback out of the portal. Of course, like you said, that's not something you want to say. But, like, do you think between the two quarterbacks, between if we don't go get a quarterback out of the portal, which I think we should, but if we don't, between Vecina and Danson, who do you think?
Ren, say your question again. You broke up right there at the end on me.
At the end, I was just saying, like, if we don't go get a portal quarterback, which we should, but if we don't, between the two quarterbacks, between Danson and Vecina, we haven't got enough sample size, but we don't get a quarterback from the portal, and we have to go with one of those two next season. Which of those two quarterbacks do you think would fit Garrett Riley's team better?
I mean, I think it depends. I mean, it depends on what's true around you. Like, to me, if Chris Danson is inaccurate as a thrower, inconsistent as a thrower, then you're not activating your weapons outside. That's a problem. You've got more of a run-based offense. I think that can be a problem, especially, you know, Danson has a much smaller sample size than Vecina. We've seen explosiveness on the ground, but we haven't seen him sort of have to go through progressions, although I've been told that he's the smartest quarterback in the building. Like, I don't have issues with Danson processing and learning. Like, I've heard he's the best processor of all the quarterbacks that they have right now, and the best, like, in terms of film study and things like that. So that's one of the reasons, kind of under the radar, that I'm really high on Danson, is because of those habits and his intellectual ability there to play the position and some of the gravitational pull of his leadership. But if you're trying to, like, if you're trying to get, for example, Tyler Brown, you're trying to activate Tyler Brown. You're trying to get the ball to T.J. Moore and Brian Wesco in their junior seasons. Better option might be Christopher Vecina out there. It just sort of depends on what you're looking at in the rest of your roster and what you feel like you need to be able to accentuate it. And like I say, I don't think either one of those guys is like, all right, we've got a stud. Let's, like, build around our stud. It's like, okay, we need to let the quarterback sort of accentuate the strengths of the team without making us weaker. And that's kind of just where Clemson finds itself right now. And that may be true if they bring somebody in the portal, that it might be the same guy. There's no guarantee they're going to be able to go get Fernando Mendoza, for example, who just, like, you can build an offense around. You may have to just pick your quarterback based on whatever the rest of the offense needs, which is kind of in reverse of how they're used to them doing it around here.
Yeah, I get that. And, you know, like I said, I haven't seen enough them pass between the both, but, like, Danson only, I think he only threw four passes against Furman, I think, and the rest was on the ground.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was 4 for 4.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of for both of them, like, we've seen more in the air from Vecina and more on the ground from Danson, but, you know, haven't seen enough on the ground from Vecina, but haven't seen enough in the air from Danson, so we can't really tell which one would be the quarterback of next year, in my opinion, but, you know, I think a lot in offseason is going to tell a lot of what's going to happen next year.
Agreed, Ren. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. Thanks very much. It's interesting. You know, we've got a couple questions about two quarterback systems next year. I mean, ideally, you would not do that. I mean, maybe you give a little package. Maybe give a package to Danson if Vecina's your guy, and you would give a package to Danson, perhaps. Like I say, a lot of it is based on what the rest of the group looks like. Which, by the way, Dabo did talk about the rest of the class, like the guys that he brought in. I think it's safe to say they feel really, really good about this recruiting class. I think they hit on probably three of their six offensive linemen for sure, like in the immediate. Like, these are guys that can contribute immediately. I think Anderson, the kid from Dorman, is an immediate contributor at safety. I think the receivers, Burrows is a freak. And I think Connor Salmon is a guy who's talking about as a speed demon. Like that, you're going to get a couple of those wide receivers in there quickly. Defensive linemen, maybe more projects. Like you're probably looking at portal to plug some holes, especially if Parker and Woods leave, go pro. You're probably looking at some portal on the defensive line there. Linebackers, you're probably looking more long term. I don't think this class is a dead class. I mean, I know they've hemorrhaged a couple, maybe had like 3-4 decommits, whatever it is. Guys not signing, never committed. If you include the Gephardt kid, who's, to my knowledge, not signed anywhere yet, and Dabo had his press conference, so he ain't expecting to get that one in.
They said they, yeah, he flipped. He's going to Ohio State.
So. Yeah. So,
which was kind of what we saw coming.
Dabo compared him to the 2011 class. Now, that class had Sammy Watkins. Maybe Burrows ends up being that caliber of a guy. That's a heck of a statement, though. But, you know, he compared, like, Anderson to, he compared, I'm drawing a blank. The end from Tennessee, he compared him to Andre Branch, skill-wise. It took Branch a couple years. He compared Polo Anderson from Dorman to Ashton Hampton just because of his versatility there. Like some of the comparisons. He said, I'm trying to remember which one. He said one of the offensive linemen was like as good as we've ever signed. And like physically a man, like a grown dude right now. So that's, if somebody remembers, let me know. I just off the top of my head, I can't remember.
I'm hunting it.
I'll figure it out here in a second. But yeah, he was talking about those guys, and I think it was Grant Wise. Grant Wise is the one he's talking about. Like that guy is big. He looks grown right now. So that's important that you bring in those body types on the offensive line. I think Matt Luke and Tyler Grisham crushed theirs. They're really excited about Travion Wilson, the tight end that they brought in from West Virginia, a little bit of a sleeker body type, like 205 pounds. Yeah, Wise. Thank you, Texas. It was Wise.
And I quote, elite. He said elite twice.
Elite. He also said that all of these guys had offers to go elsewhere. Like once they locked in, he specifically talked about Burrows in that regard. He talked about Shavar Young, the corner, in that regard. That was their first commit. He said a lot of schools tried to pry him away. We do know there was a bit of a bidding war. Maybe Clemson had to come back to the table with something else there in that particular situation. I don't know exactly how that played out, but I don't think Clemson needs to sign 30-person recruiting. In fact, we're seeing from Texas right now that they're kind of like, hey, maybe we're paying a little too much to freshmen that are not helping us win football games. Maybe we should be paying money to people who are going to directly help us win football games. And that, I think, once other people make that realization, that's what I've been saying. Why would you pay for unproven when you can pay for proven in the portal? If it's down to high school or portal, I'm not saying all high school or portal, but keeping an older roster means that your money is more accounted for, you know? Let's go to Jerry and Anderson, final couple minutes of this hour. We've got Will Vandenbort at 2 o'clock. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Quark, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Hey, safe travels down there to pull the Tigers through tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Question about CV, okay? Again, you have no control if Garrett goes to North Texas or wherever, if he takes a head coaching job. But just a thought process, how important would it be, and again, I wish you wash on Riley. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But again, I'm not the head coach, so I don't make those decisions. How important would it be for if CV is a guy? And really, you know, he's been there 3 years at least, I think. You know, if they have got him ready, if he's got the skills, he should have not. Then we didn't evaluate very well, or he just didn't progress like we wanted him to. But how important do you think it is for Riley to stay for CV? And if he does leave, do you bring in a poor guy? And I'll hang up this and walk, and again, safe travels.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Appreciate the phone call. I would. Certainly I would. If the oldest quarterback in your room leaves, I would bring in an old quarterback. I mean, think about this. If Vezina left, which I got no information to believe that he would at this point, but if Vezina left, you would have a redshirt freshman, a freshman, and a freshman. I'm not trying to go bring in a late freshman to that room. You've got to have somebody older in that case just to make your room make sense.
If you're going to go to the portal for a quarterback, you go to the portal for a quarterback.
Yeah, you got to do that.
I don't feel like you jump halfway in there. You got to feel really good about the guy you bring. And they'll say they feel – you got to feel like that's a legitimate championship caliber guy and the rest of the country views it as such.
I would say – I say the same thing about coaches. It's better when your guy does well. Like, it's, but people want to fire coaches. It is better if your guy wins. People are like, oh, if he wins, we got to keep him. Well, it's easier to keep him. You're paying coaches to go away, and then there's no guarantee the guy you hire is better. It's always better when you win with the coach you got. It's better if you can win with the quarterback you got. It just may not be the case. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery Law. We tell you all the time that people all around town have great things to say about Nick. Great things to say about him. And that's for a reason, because he wants to fight for people in Clemson. He wants to fight for your legal rights if you're in a jam, DUI, MIP, especially first time. It can be stressful on families. NickLaveryLaw.com. Find out more at NickLaveryLaw.com. Nick is a great dude, 25 years in the business. Will Vandervoort in hour three. Stay with us.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.